Ooh, that's a nice, fast-looking one.
It's an exciting day at the Rhinelander Library as volunteer officials dole out fat night crawlers to kids waiting in line with plastic cups. All the worms have names like Squiggly and Thunderbolt. The kid coaches hope theirs will be the first to make it from the middle of the table to the edge. As one competitor explains, it's a tournament-style event.
If you win that your heat, you get to go on to another round. And you can, your worm, if your worm's good, it can race up to 3 times.
One of the challenges is keeping a worm alive and well. A veterinarian is on hand to determine if a worm is fit to compete, and the race instructions warn not to handle your worm before its race.
Wait, don't drop it until I say go.
Put him on.
5, 3, 2, 1, go! Keep track of your worms.
The kids drop the worms into a pile. Some of them don't move at all, but one named Splash eventually wiggles ahead of the rest. He went on to race again, but eventually lost out to the champion worm named Dr. Steve Number 2, led by 8-year-old team member Maria.
What did you think as your worm crossed the finish line?
I thought that this could not be true, because our worm was slow while when we put it in our cup, but it started to really wiggle.
Worm race analysts are calling it a slow race thanks to the heat and humidity on the day of the competition. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.